From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Last Saturday afternoon in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Ante Jezic, Kyle Martino, and various other members of the Los Angeles Galaxy were thumping the soccer ball around, preparing for the next day's game against the New England Revolution. Enter David Beckham. Cue the photographer. Not since Pelé came to the U.S. 32 years ago to glitter in the North American Soccer League has an individual player caused such a fuss in the land where soccer has been the batty old aunt at the sports table, struggling for the scraps left by football, basketball, and baseball. But there are some significant distinctions between Pelé and Beckham. Pelé was never half of a celebrity couple, and when he came to New York, Pelé played. When David Beckham arrived in New England, he had been on the field for just 20 minutes of MLS competition, though he'd previously indicated that he hoped he would play as much as half of Sunday's game against the Revolution. After Saturday's practice, he was hedging.
I'm not sure at this present moment. I hope I can play some minutes, but I'm not 100% sure that I will, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens tomorrow.
Having planted that cannonball-sized seed of doubt, David Beckham felt compelled to explain that if he couldn't play, he'd be at least as disappointed as the people, roughly 35,000 of them, who'd bought tickets for his only regular season New England appearance.
I want to play in the game. It's what I do. It's what I love doing. But if I don't play, it's for a good reason. It's not just because I'm being soft.
The good reason to which Mr. Beckham referred is his balky left ankle, which he injured playing for England in early June. Rather than rest the ankle, he numbed it with injections and played his two final games for Real Madrid, wins Madrid needed to finish on top of La Liga. When he arrived in Los Angeles on July 13th to join the Galaxy, Beckham was damaged goods. He sat out five of his new team's first six games, and playing 20 minutes in a losing effort against DC United a week ago Thursday proved to be a setback rather than a tune-up. Still, on Sunday afternoon, the parking lot next to Gillette Stadium was full of people hoping, for various reasons, that David Beckham would play.
He's a good player. He's got quick feet. He passes well. He's pretty.
Oh, no, finally. We finally got to pretty. All right, that's good.
Well, I'm jumping on the bandwagon because I think he's pretty cute, so that's about my interest in him.
Lisa and Jessica, two of the many women contending that David Beckham's charms are not limited to his ability to bend a soccer ball past a diving goalkeeper or drop it onto the foot of a teammate on the run half a field away, had some younger company behind a nearby minivan. I asked a dozen or so girls from South Weymouth, Massachusetts, how many of them had come to the game because David Beckham was there. How do you suppose poor Andy Dorman's going to feel about that on the Revolution when you're all here to see Beckham?
He just has to be hotter, I guess.
Dorman, a midfielder with the home team, is, like Beckham, an Englishman. But while Dorman's four-year contract is worth perhaps $100,000, Beckham's deal and the endorsements it has made possible may earn him over $200 million. While Beckham and his wife, who answers to Posh, live in a mansion next to Tom Cruise and Kate Holmes in L.A., Dorman rents a room in a Boston suburb 25 miles north of where the Revs play. Still, being David Beckham is not always as much fun as it might seem to be, at least according to the man who should know.
Of course, there's the odd day where you wish that you could have some privacy. You know, those parts of the days are when I'm with my children. I've always said that this that surrounds me and my family and my wife is part of our lives. You know, we accept it, but the only time when I would like a bit of privacy is when I'm with the kids and when I want to take the kids, I don't know, to the beach or to the park. That's the only time when I would like it.
Any other player confined to the bench, which is where David Beckham spent all of Sunday night's game, might have safely assumed his privacy wouldn't be threatened. But since many of the 35,000 people in the building had come to see him play, and since most of them had no idea that the decision to hold him out of the game had been made well before they turned up for the match, the evening was punctuated with chants urging him to run out onto the field. And when David Beckham, dressed in warm-ups rather than a uniform, appeared on the message board in the closing minutes of the game, and it became clear even to the most fervent dreamers that he would not play, the response was nearly unanimous. Though some of those in attendance might not have noticed, the Revolution won Sunday night's game 1-0 on a particularly dexterous Taylor Twellman goal. And if the frustration in the stands at David Beckham's absence from the game was considerable, it was nothing compared to that felt by Galaxy coach Frank Yallop, who was asked after the match whether the presence of a healthy Beckham would have made a difference that night.
I don't know. I haven't seen him play for a year. I think we're missing a good player. I mean, obviously. I think that, he's going to make a difference to our team. And he did in the 20 minutes he played against DC that he did. But, you know, again, he hasn't trained with us. He's not really been integrated with the team yet. And we're sort of getting to vital games. We're excited to have him, with us. We just want to get him on the field. Every time I see him play, he makes some big difference to the match. And I think that we're missing that.
The missing was not to go on any longer. David Beckham not only played in Wednesday night's Superliga game against DC United, he scored a bended-like-Beckhamish goal on a free kick and assisted on the Landon Donovan goal that iced the 2-0 win for the Galaxy. Beckham is also expected to play tonight when the Galaxy will meet the Red Bulls in front of over 50,000 Beckham watchers at Giants Stadium in New Jersey. My story about how happy New England Revolution fans were that their team won last weekend and how disappointed they were that David Beckham didn't play will be part of Saturday's program, during which I'll be talking about various soccer teams that don't employ David Beckham with Sports Illustrated's Grant Wall. We'll also give you the opportunity to run a half marathon in the company of Only a Game's Karen Given, and I'll check in with our baseball guy, Tim Kirkjian, who will no doubt tell me that the Yankees are still the Yankees. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.